Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Shabbos Umoed B'Shvius, Al Pi Torat Avdari Zechono Livracha. We're in Parshas Bo. There are three tens, Shalosh Asiriyotin, Asara Ma'amarot Shalem Nivra Olam Esar Makot Shalakum Mitzrayim B'Mitzrayim, Ve'aseret HaTavrot Sheshemu Yisrael B'Tachtit Sinai. So we have the 10 Ma'amaras, the 10 utterances which God created the world, 10 Makas that the Jewish people got in Egypt, and the 10 Dibros that the Jewish people heard at the foot of Sinai. Besides the common number between them, there's also a thematic common denominator between them, and that is, as the Chiddush Arim says, Vemtzos Eser Makas Nasa Asar Ma'amaros Eser Dibros. Through the 10 Makas, the 10 Ma'amaros turned into the 10 Dibros. So that's the Mahalach. We had the 10 Ma'amaros, 10 utterances which the world has created through them. And then God took 10 Makas, and that created the 10 Dibros. Similarly, we find in the Psikta, the explanation is in the mouth of the grandson of the Chusherim, the Haligas Fasemis. The Chisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kusha B'chol HaNevrim Mishesh Nevr Reshit. Ha'itzeh L'Pol Shel Chiyut Elokit Zo, יעדי מעשה הצדיקים. ומה שכתוב במשנה, אלא ליתן שכר לצדיקים. בשעה שנפגם העולם הולכת ומסתתרת ההוראה העליונה בתוך חוקי הטבע. ולכן באו השינוי מעד 10 מכות כדי לרקן את הבריאה, ובעקבותיהם באו הדיברות. The chius, the vitality of Hashem, is encapsulated in all of the creation of these 6 days. The Yitzhiyah Lepoa, the coming into being, the actualization of this godly vitality is through the Maisim of the Tzaddikim. Through the Maisim of the Tzaddikim, there is a Yitzhiyah Lepoa, there is an actualization of the Chiyus of Hashem. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, Litein Schar LaTzaddikim. Give schar to the tzaddik, and that God could have created the world. In one mimer, why in 10? He gives schar to the tzaddikim, who are mekayim the world that was created in 10 mimers. Because the tzaddikim are the ones who give chiyus to these mimers. After the pagam of the world was blemished, so the light of God is hidden in the laws of nature. And came the 10 Makas, and the 10 Makas fixed these Asara Ma'amaros after the Pagan, and now the 10 Dibros, the light of Hashem, could be expressed in the 10 Dibros. From the fixed 10 Ma'amaros came the 10 Dibros. Tibur means something more explicit, more clear, more specified than a mimer. It's in a dibur aseres hadibros and asara ma'amaros. A dibur is more mefurish, more mavur, more mefurit than a maimer. So we see in the Sfas Emes, davar mitgale she'en shum chiyus l'shum hover rak mimenu yitbarach. Vo mitgale she'en shum chiyus l'shum hover rak mimenu yitbarach. We see with the dibur that there's no chiyus, there's no life for any existence, for anything, without God. It's only from Hashem. And from here we have an explanation of the klal that says that the Dibur was in Galus. And with Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Yatza Afu Legi'ula. The Dibur was in Galus. And with Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Dibur was redeemed. Now you can see the Chiyas Elokis in the Bria. According to this assumption, we understand the one-time usage of the word Lo'ez, in Hallel, B'tzeit Yisrael me'mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov me'am lo ez. So there is no other time in all of Tanakh that it says the word lo ez. It says that Yosef spoke Egyptian, and he had a philological competition with Paro. He had to speak Paro's language. Sfas lo yadati eshma, and language that I didn't know I heard. So that's why we have the word lo'ez. In other words, the Dibur was in Galus. The Dibur in Lashon HaKodesh was in Galus because we were in Al-Am Lo'ez, a foreign tongue, a foreign language. So the true Dibur of Hashem, the Dibur of Lashon HaKodesh, the Dibur of Emes, was in Galus. And that's what was taken out of Galus. Chazal Darshan about Yitzis Mitzrayim, Anus Al Pi HaDibur. Hainu Liyot Osim Me'asara Ma'amarot Aseret HaDiburot. Shedibur Ha'karat Malchuto Yitbarach B'kol HaDvarim. זה היה נסתר בגלות ועל ידי גאולת מצרים נודע גבורתו יתברך. We were honest על פי הדיבור. The point was that we were literally, it means that God's word decreed that we have to go to Mitzrayim, that Yaakov had to go to Mitzrayim. Hashem's interprets, Vayikra, page 45, that we should make from the Asera Mahamaras, Aseres HaDibris. Because Dibur is the recognition of God's Malchus in everything. And that was Nistar Begalus. And through Gulas Mitzrayim, we see the Gvura of Hashem. Dibur is recognition of God's Malchus in everything. That was hidden in Galus. And through the Gula from Mitzrayim, we know Hashem's Gvura. So it means Anus Al Pi HaDibur. We had to go down to Mitzrayim because the Dibur was in Galus. And we had to take the Dibur out of Galus. In Psikta, we darshan Shemud Var Hashem. We taught them, Kola Debrot, Afil Devar Chadim, Kiyamtim, Nisalach Lechem. Vein Devar El Shabbat. In Diber El Shabbat. In other words, listen to the word of God. You're Mevatel, all the Dibros. Even if you just keep one of the Dibros, I'll forgive you. And that Davar is, that Amubimochle, if you keep it, is Shabbos. Because it says, Mitzochev Tzecha V'daber Davar. Dibur Ikri Shabbos, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. Dibur is Shabbos. It says, Shimu Dvar Hashem, listen to Dvar Hashem, that's Shabbos. Im Tzochev Tzcha V'dabar Davar. You can be about to all the Dibros if you keep Shabbos, I'll be Moichel you. So it says, Sar Hashem. Look in the Torah Shleim, and Shmos Lamed Aleph Oschof Ches, and the Sefer Eish Tos, on page in Chof Ches. The Musag Dibur is af mashmut shel hatayavik v'kivun. Shel hanagat barach v'ana. Dibur also means to lead, to guide. Dabar echad lador v'en shenir v'en v'en. One leader of the generation, not two. It's Chazal Saint Sanhedrin. And here we have a deeper understanding of the drush of Chazal that your Dibur of Shabbos shouldn't be like your Dibur of Chol. Svasemis Vayekra, page 191. That through being Shoves, Mimelacha B'Shabbos, we see the Anhagel Yona. So the Dibur of Shabbos isn't like the Dibur of Chol, meaning the Anhaga of Shabbos. God guides us on Shabbos, not like He guides us during the week. It's much closer to us on Shabbos. And Chachamim were Merames, that even though Hashem is always manning everything, the Anhag of Shabbos is not like the Anhag of Chol. Hanagat Olam HaShabbatit HaMufla'a, this Anhag HaSaholam of Shabbos, of guiding the world so closely, it's so wondrous. That was hidden in the Galus. That was taken captive by the Lo'ez, by the Am Lo'ez, by the Goyim. And that was what was purified by the Eser Makis. And everybody holds that on Shabbos, the Aseres HaDibros were given in the Gemara on Shabbos. And now we get into Shviyas, Ma'ala Liona Zo, the Af Nachalata Shel HaShana HaShviyit, Zed Dvar HaShmita, Hose Dvaro, B'Shomrei Shviyit HaKatuv Medaber. We also have Davar, we said Davar before it's Shabbos, but Davar, the Daber Davar, Davar is also Shvit. We said Dvar Shmita. I say Dvar. We said that's also Anhaga. Lashon of Anhaga. That is a special Anhaga on Shabbos. It's a special Anhaga. God guides us more closely during Shmita. We said Dvar Shmita. Umikan Shmita etzel Diburei Sinai. And that's why Shmita connects to Sinai. Because Sinai is when we got the Torah with Shabbos. And therefore, it says, Mayin Yin Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai, right? That God taught us, it says in the Torah that Hashem taught us, it mentions Har Sinai, and then it says God taught us Shemitah. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Because Har Sinai is when it's Shabbos, that's when we got the Torah on Shabbos. And that, of course, relates to Shemitah, because that's also Shabbos Haaretz. There's a Dvar HaShemitah, the same close guidance on Shemitah like there is on Shabbos. And Rav Dari Meseyem et HaMa'amar B'Nisuach HaMufla Shelo Shomrei Shvi'it Hem Solilei Derech HaAnaga HaPil'it HaMotzi'a Af Et Dimemat HaAdama Mimetzarei Amirat Briyat Amuma LeDibur Sinai Goel. Those who keep Shvi'is are paving the way for this wondrous guidance and providence that takes even the silence of the ground from the boundaries of the Amira of the Ma'amaros, of the vague Bria, to the speech, to the Dibur, Aseres HaDibros, of Sinai, which is so redemptive. Amazing. Okay. So, of course, we still have so much more to talk about. We have Shalach coming up, Tu B'Shvat. So we're going to see the flows. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.